Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the most recent monthly estimates, USDA increased China's production, mill use, and imports for the 2020 crop year. With a smaller crop expected in 2021 and continued growth in mill use, China is expected to increase imports to 11.5 million bales in the 2021 crop year. However, the outlook regarding China could be impacted by major policy developments. One is the continued implementation of the Phase One Agreement. The second is the U.S. government's increased focus on addressing forced labor issues in the Xinjiang region, where most of the cotton is produced. The most recent withhold release order issued for cotton and all products from the Xinjiang region will likely have a significant impact on the global textile and apparel supply chain. As of early February, the full impacts of these new restrictions on the world cotton market are unclear. Bangladesh and Vietnam continue to increase imports as their textile and clothing industry expands. India's imports are expected to decline in 2020 and 2021. The Indian government recently announced a 10% duty on cotton fiber imports to potentially support local prices and higher domestic production. Pakistan continues to be a larger importer of cotton as a result of lower production and strong demand for better grades of cotton for blending and producing export-oriented quality textile products. Pakistan's production continues to be impacted by various issues, including low-quality seeds, with 2020 production at the lowest level since the mid-80s. So with expanding cotton acreage in Brazil, a slight rebound in Australia's production, and increasing stocks in India, the U.S. will continue to face strong export competition in the 2021 crop year and in the foreseeable future. Brazil continues to make improvements to infrastructure, allowing for more efficient transportation of cotton. Despite the challenges in 2020, the U.S. did have increased opportunities for export sales to other markets in the 2020 crop year, particularly in Pakistan and Turkey. So during the 2020 crop year, the Indian government has increased purchases of Indian cotton under the minimum support price program, resulting in less cotton available to export. As of the end of January 2021, the Indian government had purchased 9.4 million bales under the MSP or minimum support price program. As a result of the increased purchases under the MSP in the 2019 and the 2020 crop years, Indian stocks have reached a record level. The management of these stocks by the Indian government will be a major factor to watch in 2021. Uzbekistan has drastically reduced cotton exports of recent years and was aiming to utilize all local cotton production domestically as early as the 20 marketing year. From 2005 to 2015, Uzbekistan exported an average of 3.2 million bales per year. Now, with the expansion of the Uzbek textile industry, mill use has been rapidly expanding and domestic cotton production is now almost entirely consumed by domestic mills. A further expansion of the Uzbek textile industry will require them to increase cotton production or become a cotton importer, which is a very interesting dynamic since they have not previously imported raw cotton. So when combining the trade changes of other countries, U.S. exports are projected to drop slightly to 15.4 million bales in the 2021 marketing year. With large stocks in other major exporting countries and a partial recovery in Australia's production, the U.S. will continue to face strong export competition in 2021. When combined with U.S. mill use, total offtake falls short of expected production, and ending stocks are projected at 2.6 million bales. If realized, U.S. stocks represent one of the lowest levels in the last 20 years. So, of course, with any projections, there are uncertainties and unknowns that can change the outcome. Although global stocks remain high, a tighter U.S. balance sheet, low supply chain inventories, increased purchases from China, speculative money flow, a weaker U.S. dollar, higher grain and oilseed prices, and post-COVID demand expectations are contributing to bullish sentiment for cotton prices. However, additional restrictions related to the COVID pandemic, large stocks outside of China, and low man-made fiber prices could put downward pressure on cotton prices in 2021.